Is Jason in by chance?
This is B.
Hey Jason, it's Tyler with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Bank of Cardiff. I'm doing okay.
Good. We're a private business bank out in San Diego. We had extended an offer here to you in the business about 2 weeks ago. It was based off some good financing history you had done with looks like Hanmi Bank. Is any of that ringing a bell?
Yeah.
Okay, so the offer we had extended to you was a pre-approval for some equipment and working capital, and you had been pre-approved for at around 250K. Just kind of wanted to touch base here with you and the business just to see how things were going and if you had any plans for growth here in the near future.
Right now, I was thinking about maybe changing the bank with the line of credit. I do have it with Hanmi. I'm not happy with them.
You're what with them?
I'm not happy with them. So I
I
was
see.
thinking. The thing is, I already signed up, paid a fee.
Paid a fee. What did you pay a fee for?
Well, you may not charge, but they do charge, and so that's like some money already foregone. So I would like to look into this maybe around like February of next year, because the line will renew around April, so that will give me some time to get it approved and then.
Yeah, you're telling me that you took out a line of credit with them and they charged you a fee for that?
Basically, yes.
Wow, yeah, okay, that's unheard of. What was it, like a percentage of what you took out, or what was
Well,
the situation there?
it's a base point fee for like 0.5%.
I see. How big of a line of credit did they give you?
200.
200,000? Okay, how much of that have you used yet?
I'm always using it. I am always in use because I use that against a letter of credit that I issue to bring stuff from overseas, and then there's always something in the line,
Yeah.
balance. Always something in balance at all
I
times.
see. So what we offer here at Cardiff is a working capital program. Are you familiar with that by chance?
I think I understand that. There was somebody similar to your bank who stopped by about a month ago offering something similar.
I see. So yeah, it's very similar to a line of credit in the sense that you're going to get qualified for the largest amount possible. The difference is with working capital here at Cardiff, we base it more off of your sales as opposed to your credit. And it usually allows you to have more access to cash than a typical line of credit would. What we're able to free up is right around 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. So there's no fee you have to pay. There's no collateral. You don't have to put up your house or a down payment or anything like that. It's completely unsecured and you can kind of use it for however you see fit. How often are you making these purchases overseas to take advantage of these inventory opportunities?
It's an ongoing thing that where there's always something ready to ship, something water, something about to land, so there's always something happening at all times.
Yeah, I definitely think this is something here you definitely want to consider with the working capital program too. Halfway through however length of the term you do choose, you can refinance, and it allows you to get more access to more capital with longer terms and lower rates. We're considered a family-based bank here, so once you've established that you're not a risky customer, we basically are able to allot you more capital and give you some more freedom there with it. But if you're making these purchases a lot, it doesn't really make sense for you to have a line of credit where they're going to be charging you just to have that. I've never heard of that. I've heard of maybe a down payment, but them just charging you a fee. That's a little abnormal to me in the past. So you said the line of credit will be up in April, is that right?
Yeah, will be renewing in April, so maybe looking into this in the February will be a right time.
I see. Okay, I can follow up with you then on the capital side. Was there maybe any equipment you were going to be maybe looking to bring on?
We don't use any equipment here.
I see. What is it you guys specialize in there?
We import sports socks.
Sports socks? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys have like major contracts with some of these companies here, or?
It's just more local vendors that we sell to. We don't
local vendors.
Yeah, we don't. We don't rely on one buyer or two buyer because that's very risky.
I see. Yeah, you don't want all your eggs in one basket, anyways.
Never. Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, what did you guys do in sales last year?
That detail, I will let you know. You know, when the time gets near.
No, yeah, that's fine. I just kind of wanted to give you a ballpark there for what we could do for you here come February if it was something that would interest you. But I'll put you down here to follow up here. What's maybe a good email here? I could shoot you my information for if something comes up before then.
Okay. It's just like the company name, nchosiery@yahoo.com.
nchosiery.
Yeah, hosiery is hosiery, just like the company name.
Okay, at what?
Yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com, okay. I'll shoot that information over. It's just going to summarize the offer we had sent you. It'll have my direct line in there as well. So if something does come up before then, or if you just want to get a little bit more familiar with the programs that we do offer, feel free to reach out. Otherwise, we'll maybe touch base here late of this year or early next year and just kind of see where the business is at. And if we still have those needs there, we can definitely help you out.
Okay.
All right, Jason, it was good talking to you. Enjoy the rest of your week, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.